Thank you for listening to this audio recording from LimoPlanet 2020 Free the Future. The following talk was presented at LimoPlanet, the Free Software Foundation's annual conference on current issues in ethics, social justice, and technology. For more information on LimoPlanet, visit limoplanet.org/conference. LimoPlanet is a live conference with speakers who often use visual slides in their presentations. We have only selected talks for this audio feed that do not overly rely on visuals, but if you would like to see a speaker's slides, they are available at media.limoplanet.org. LimoPlanet speakers do not represent the Free Software Foundation. As part of our mission to show how important free software is to everyone, we have speakers talking about their use of free software in different kinds of political and commercial work. The FSF supports their freedom, but does not take positions on any political issues other than those necessary to uphold the principles of free software. Like all the FSF's work on behalf of the freedoms of all computer users, LimoPlanet is made possible by thousands of individuals who, like you, donate what they can. To keep this work going, please consider becoming an associate member via my.fsf.org/join or making a donation at my.fsf.org/donate. You can stay informed by subscribing to our newsletter, The Free Software Supporter, at fsf.org/fss.
Okay, hello everybody, LimoPlanet 2020, and this is our closing keynote from Brewster Kahle. And we will be listening to him about the open web. And since the web is conceived as an open structure for everybody, and now we are dealing with decentralization of the web today. And he will be giving his talk about that. And I hope you enjoy it. And since we are time is limited, I'm leaving the stage to Brewster. Stage is yours, sir.
Thank you very much, and I really appreciate it. Actually, I really appreciate not flying through the air to go to this meeting. I do miss hobnobbing with just hanging out with everybody. But thank you. Hello from San Francisco. I'd like to talk about locking the web open. How to build a decentralized web. The idea here is that we can restructure the web to serve more of our positive purposes. That it's the structure is ours to change, and we should do it. And this is somewhat of a call, and also to show you sort of how far along are we at this point. So the where are we? Well, as Larry Lessig, my hero, put it, code is law. That code embodies the values of our society. It's actually embedded in our code. And where sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. Like, for instance, it should embody privacy or freedom of the press or mechanisms of interacting in creative ways. Yet we found that the web now doesn't really ensure any of this, or often even doesn't even encourage it. That we have problems here. It feels like the web is betraying us. I know a bunch about this because I've been around the web for a long time, but I also run the Internet Archive, which has been archiving worldwide web pages, but also being a backbone for other types of content collections and being a general library of digitizing millions of books, et cetera, et cetera. I'd say it's all very encouraging and great, sort of what's going on the web, but it's not really open. It's somewhat open, unless you happen to live in a few places around the world where things are really pretty censored and under control. For instance, you can't get to the Internet Archive, archive.org, from China now. And every so often, it's blinked on and off in Russia, Turkey, India. So the idea that you can go and get to any website from anywhere is just not actually happening. So in some sense, it's not open in that way. We've also found that the web is being spied on. We've just built this enormous spying possibility. And if you spy on people, they will act differently. They will feel like they're always being watched. And so that's a form of censorship that we've got, whether it's the Facebooks and the Twitters and the like, but how do we go and make something a bit better than this? But the one thing that I think we really have achieved is we've achieved fun. The World Wide Web is really a fun and interesting thing to play with. So it may not be reliable in the sense that it blinks on and off. It may not be private, but we've built something that lots of people can participate in and build upon. And that's been all around win. So I would say out of these three major goals, do we have a reliable, private, or fun infrastructure? We've got a fun infrastructure. So is there a mechanism to try to get a 3 for 3? Can we get reliability, so things are backed up, they're available from wherever, there's mechanisms of going and causing solidity, it's private, and it's fun, and can we even get some more features by going and changing the World Wide Web? I'm going to suggest we can. We can do this by building a decentralized web on top of and including the existing web, but make a natural evolutionary step forward. What do I mean by this? The idea that the web is not open strikes people as odd sometimes, because they say, look, it is open. I mean, there's lots of different web servers all over the place, but if any one of those ones goes down, we're kind of in trouble. So what do I mean by open? I would suggest open in the sense that there's no central points of control such that you can still have things work. So so open in the sense of the internet, or the sense that if there's certain parts of it that go down, that things can route around it and it just still looks particularly okay. So can we go and have an open internet in that sense? Can we do privacy in such a way that it's not feels like you're always being watched? And can we build a time axis into it? I would like to see a web that works a bit more like Git does, or any of the other software control versions, so you can actually roll back to different times and be able to fork things. What if we made the web work more like how free and open source software works, so that one can fork it and be able to continue to build on it? Can we do this not only with static web pages, but can we do it for functioning websites, websites that have databases as part of them and interaction as part of them? That's harder, but I think it's absolutely possible, and we can in this next generation of the web. If we're going to take some key things that I think we should be working towards that would make it so that we would have a more reliable and sustainable internet, I think we should make it so you can actually sell things by being on the net. Can you actually put things up on the net and sell things? And where we kind of thought it was going to be that way, it didn't actually go that way. If you want to sell music, then often you really have to go to either iTunes or SoundCloud or Bandcamp or these centralized sites. It's not really easy to do it off of your own website. It is possible, but it doesn't work terribly well. And if you do, then the payment system goes through something like PayPal, which has got its own issues. So how do you go and make money by publishing on the net? And part of the reason some people think that the World Wide Web has gone so far wrong is we didn't solve this problem, and we basically replaced it with advertisement. And with advertisement, you get winner takes all type systems. You get it so those control the ad network, and there's all sorts of reasons for there to be few ad networks out there, that those people really control the whole darn thing. So is there a mechanism for a decentralized payment system for decentralized content? This would be the set of features that I'd love to see come next. Fortunately, we've got some tools and technologies that Tim Berners-Lee and the other folks that era didn't have working for them. And the ones that I had kind of a mind blow when I first saw JavaScript and emulation be able to emulate a full computer from just a couple decades ago. So you can go and play on archive.org old computer games by booting an IBM PC in your browser. I was like, wow, if you can boot a computer in your browser by clicking and downloading code and it's operating safely enough to do that, then we could build a whole internet just inside people's browsers. We could communicate that way. We also now have encryption and public key. At the point in time when Tim Berners-Lee was coming out with his software, there were restrictions on the propagation of encryption, but it's now, we won those wars, but frankly, all we've really done is secure some number of the credit cards going over the net and some traffic, but we haven't really jumped into using encryption and public key as much as we could. We now also have peer-to-peer technology. So you can even go from a browser and talk to another browser. You don't have to go through a server. BitTorrent, by having its own client, was the first to really push on that. I guess not the first, but it's the most successful now of the systems that are peer-to-peer systems for going out there in the net. But we can actually, with WebRTC, we can go and do peer-to-peer browser-to-browser communication as Jitsi is doing now for all of us. So WebRTC makes it so that we could even build peer-to-peer technologies into software we have downloaded through JavaScript to go and run in our browsers to take more control of what's going on out there. And lastly, of course, there's blockchain / Bitcoin that can help in the times that you need registration, whether it's registering of things like names or money or that other types of contracts, of course, that are going on. So with these technologies, I think we can build a brave new world that would be very interesting to be in that might solve some more of our issues. See if I can go next. Oh, come on. Connectivity issues. So how can this work?
Well, Professor, I see
you. Still hear me?
I still hear you, but probably your slide is having connectivity issues. Now it's back. Try again.
It's back?
It's back, okay, but it's not moving. No, it's down again.
Oh,
back again. Well, you may want to try to reload it, but I'm not assure. I cannot assure you. Tech team might help if you like to.
Yeah, I'm here.
The slide is going off.
It looks like the slide is frozen. What I'm really excited about trying to do is to actually do something that everybody tells you not to do, is I want to try to do a demo. Okay, let's see. I'm running this on Ubuntu on my home network here. Okay, Jitsi is saying it's reconnecting 3210. Rejoin now. Blah, blah, blah. Waiting for meet.sfs.org. It's moving very slowly at the moment. Okay.
Perhaps you want to continue?
Let's see. Can you see me now? Can you see my screen? Okay, if this doesn't come up, then I can switch with my, I'm going to try to now share screen again. La la la. This is the last talk of the day, so please hang with me just a minute more. Let's see if we can get this to go.
We are with you.
Unable to access camera. Mic muted. Fine, that's fine. Okay. Then let's wait for my machine to page like nuts to go and see if I can get my presentation back up. So what does it take to try to build an open web that's a decentralized web, a free web within this community? Let's see. I think the machine is extremely busy trying to figure itself out. Change over. Please change over. Yeah, my machine is busy. Okay. Can I try changing to a different computer to be my my screen share?
Well, it will cost time if it's.
Is it working at all?
We see you, we hear you, but not your slice. Unfortunately. You have 28 minutes left, so.
Okay. Yes, the key thing is to try not to lose everyone right away.
Well, the crowd says we have time, so.
Okay, then I'm. It seems that this machine is frozen. The one that is slide sharing is frozen.
Do we have the slides?
Yes. And now I will ask you to make a judgment call. The way that I could show this is on a Macintosh. I will do that. It could be. It was working before. I don't know how to get back to non-full screen mode in the virtual machine environment. So I'm able to draft. Command, Control, F. You're awesome. Thank you. Virtual machine. I'm going to just reboot the virtual machine. It was working so well earlier. It always does, I guess. All right. Blum, 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 blum. Booting Ubuntu. Logging in. Okay, bringing Chromium back up. Bringing Jitsi back up.
All right.
Sure. Anybody still there? Now I have to flip through my slides. Okay. Well, thank you for staying with me. I hope that my demo will be useful. I would suggest that we should try to achieve a bold goal. Let's try to make a web that lives everywhere and nowhere. So a web where your web pages are served from many different places, that we can make it so that even if your favorite website goes down on that particular piece of hardware, that it's still available and can be interacted with. Can we make something like a WordPress, but decentralized, so that it lives everywhere and nowhere? It's copied, but it's also up to date for those that are still connected enough to be able to have an up to date version. Can we make kind of like, I guess, like Google Docs in terms of the sense of multiple edits, but it's decentralized? Can we make scientific software, scientific publishing of documents and its software and its data be decentralized so that you don't have to depend on one publisher to always be up to be able to get to that document? It's a little bit more how libraries have always worked, where there's a publisher, there's multiple copies in multiple places, and if any one of those libraries burns down, we're still up and running. Can we make journalism that's safe to write, read, and function and even get paid? Can we make journalism work better in a decentralized world? Can we make blank, but decentralized? Take your favorite tools, but can we then make them not only open source software, but decentralized? I would suggest the decentralization is a lot like the free and open source software that we've depended on for all of these years. What would it take to do this? I would suggest we need normal browsers, without a new browser, if we possibly can. Normal names, snappy performance, make it fun still, make it work really well. And we have different identities, pseudonymous type identities. And can we make versions and payments work? I would say yes. How are we going towards this? Well, JavaScript as an operating system does work. That it does actually, you can make that all the way go. Let me try another level of scariness here. I'm going to try to demo how far the Internet Archive has gone to try to make a decentralized version of the Internet Archive. So here I am, and I'm going to actually show you what archive.org looks like. And I'm going to turn on tools, developer tools, to show sort of the JavaScript that's running to be able to run this. It's basically everything's painted almost completely from the server. So even if I refresh this, there's almost no JavaScript going on at all. But if we want to run a decentralized Internet Archive where everything is able to be referred to peer-to-peer, okay, if this actually works, you're going to have to give me a lot of credit. Dweb.archive.org, carriage return, and there'll be this flurry of JavaScript as things start up to be able to get this to work by pulling pages from anywhere on the web. It's starting up IPFS, it's starting up GUN, it's starting up WebTorrent to be able to get a website to actually be painted. So here's a decentralized form of the Internet Archive's website. And you can do things like watching movies or audio even though it's coming from other places. I'm just going to go to Prelinger and see if this will work for us. Prelinger Archives. And it's a set of movies that are hosted on the Internet Archive, but are now decentralized. So if we go to Health, Your Posture, incredibly important 1950s social behavior film that make you only popular people are going to sit up straight. Here we are, and let's see if we can get this to play. So it's using WebTorrent at the moment to go and try to pull this. A lot of the other databases are all using decentralized infrastructure. And sure enough, we've got our Health, Your Posture. So yes, we've been able to get a decentralized web page, website to work. We've also gone one step further than this. We've tried to make it so that the Internet Archive could be wholly local. This is an experiment where we're trying to work in disconnected, let's see if I get this to change and go to a different website, which is able to be on a Raspberry Pi. And be able to bring around things that can, parts of the Internet Archive that would only be able to be used in a disconnected or a very censored or expensive to interconnect environment. So here I'm trying to bring up a wholly different decentralized Internet Archive that has, we're really building it to try to get Balinese palm leaf manuscripts back up into the villages of Bali. And here's the palm leaf manuscripts. Slowly coming up here. And we have all of this infrastructure to be able to move around Internet Archive materials and be able to be read in a offline, censored, or expensive to interconnect world. So if we can make the Internet Archive work decentralized, I think we could make a Facebook or Facebook equivalent or Twitter equivalent type infrastructure if we do work together. Let me flip back to my presentation. So a little bit of a demo to say that, yes, this is actually possible to do. Who's working on this? Well, there's a Builders Day in 2016 when we gathered a bunch of people at the Internet Archive that were already working on this, as well as Tim Berners-Lee and Vint Cerf and a bunch of the old guard to try. Actually, Richard Stallman came to this one. And it got bigger at the San Francisco Mint in 2018. This last summer, we did a camp of people working on decentralized technologies in general, but also decentralized web. So we're trying to come together to make this all happen. We scheduled one later this in the middle of the summer, and we're trying to figure out maybe we have to delay it a bit. But I really, it's an excellent community, excellent fun of people trying to make these technologies work. It's easier to make centralized technologies than to make decentralized technologies. Lastly, that we need an easy name system to make all of this work. We need performance that's better than what it is I just showed you. So if you go to dweb.archive.org, and I suggest you try it, you'll see that it's sluggish. So we need to have multiple servers out of this. We need it to work better. And versions so you can fork whole websites, working websites, and archive them for that matter, but also run with them if something goes wrong with how the website, community website is being built. We need updates, but decentralized. This is not easy to go and how do you go and do synchronization, but there are technologies and techniques for doing this. A decentralized identity system, my favorite would be using Bitcoin addresses to sign posts. So if we're going to use a public-private key pair, Bitcoin is nice because then you can actually go and pay people with the same ID that signed the, it doesn't have to be Bitcoin, it could be any of the crypto. So I think with decentralized identity systems, we can get pseudonymous systems that will work well enough for doing most of what we want. Can we have blank but decentralized? I think we can. It is seriously hard work to do, but with the advance in technologies, this can all work. We can build a decentralized web that is reliable, private, and fun. We can lock the web open. We can make openness and freedom irrevocable. We can bake it into our code. We can make the freedom of the press and the First Amendment part of how the actual system works itself. But we need to do this together. It is a big, hard project. It's much harder than building the original web. It's probably about as hard as building the original internet and the plumbing systems. But we can if we work together. That's my appeal for this. And at this point, I'd love to be able to take questions.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Well, we handled the roadblocks very nicely and came to this point. Thank you very much for the talk. It was really informative. And well, we have questions. And well, probably the first thing that I'd like to say that people don't want their JavaScript blockers down, actually. So that's a comment that they made. And if you finished your conversation speech with journalism, and one thing is actually came, and it is asked if journalism is decentralized. He wants to know that if we, how we can map or reduce so it's we can trust it as a source instead of a chaos of a misinformation that we currently have. What do you think, sir? What do you think about it?
I don't have any magic solutions to that. So how do we fight fake news? I think we need all of the tools and techniques that we've built in other environments on the internet of reputation, of trying to emphasize, you know, people that are have identities that have grown to be trusted. Maybe there's web of trust, those sorts of things. In fact, this system, I would say, in some sense, makes it even a little bit harder because it's easier to make anonymous information available within a decentralized world. So it has to be built in conjunction with other systems that can help us understand the trust mechanisms.
All right. And well, actually, this is a technical thing. I don't know the answer for it. You may give it. Somebody's actually asking you to just free the back end and also fonts of the archive.org.
Free the back end and the fonts of the Internet Archive?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if it's free or not, well, but that came in.
It's not that easy. And what the Internet Archive writes its code by default in AGPL3, but going and making something that will work other places so that they could download and run the whole Internet Archive is not that easy, hasn't been that easy for us. We have for this conference made sure that the AGPL3 is on all the JavaScript that we write. So that's kind of fun. So the Wayback Machine, archive.org, and Open Library, they did a huge blitz to try to make that possible. The Internet Archive, we try to archive other people's websites. And we've run into the real trouble of how do you archive a living website? And we've tried within the Internet Archive to make that possible by building a decentralized Internet Archive. So that's what you can see, and you can download all of that code and look at it and work it, whatever. But trying to make our backend code able to be picked up and moved has just not been very easy. We've been able to do subparts, but not the whole thing.
All right. And people are actually curious about how they can contribute and help the project, and they don't know how to actually, and asking a way to get involved.
On the decentralized web, there's numerous projects that are now funded. There's, as mentioned in the chats here, there's IPFS, there's GUN, there's a whole slew of these. We get together as the DWeb yearly, and we'll get together again. So that's a way of participating. We run, there's Slack channels, there's more decentralized versions of Slack channels. There's meetups now in San Francisco that are helping and working along. All of the, trying to make the Internet Archive but decentralized is all on GitHub. So that's open, and we would love participation in that. There are different pieces trying to be done by different players. Grab hold of some piece that you find particularly interesting, because it's got a lot of, there's UI issues, there's trying to just get the file transport to work better. We're interested in trying to get it so that hash codes of files just is kind of enough to go and move things around. Even IPFS has gone to a more complicated front end structure. ID structure, BitTorrent made that there's all these sections, makes it a little bit tricky. So I still think we're missing some of the primitives. The Internet Archive runs a Slack channel that if anybody would like to use closed source like Slack to go and interact on this, we would definitely like to play.
All right. Thank you. Well, actually, several questions just fell into the room right now. I would like to summarize it. It's actually basically around some suggestions. One suggestion is actually perhaps the browser should be just supporting peer-to-peer protocols such as Torrent natively. So we don't actually depend on JavaScript to run this decentralized web. And what's your take on it?
Yes. In the first decentralized web summit that I called, Tim Berners-Lee came out. And I said, sort of, how do we get browser support? The head of Mozilla, Mitchell, was also there. Chrome people were there. And Tim said that that's JavaScript is the polyfill of the web. And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. And he said, polyfill. That's an English term. I think you call it spackle. It's a way of going and emulating the future by going and building this clunky add-on. And so that's what we've been doing. We've been trying to build basically a clunky add-on to the existing web so people don't need a new browser. The Brave browser has been better at going and having some new features. And maybe it's time for just inventing a whole new browser, but it would be better if the big boys would play along. So the folks from Chrome, from Brave, from Firefox and Mozilla have all been very attentive to these issues. They did bring in WebRTC, so that's one of the key technologies of peer-to-peer. When I learned about that at MozFest a few years ago, I said, finally, we now have all the pieces we need to be able to make a decentralized web. But WebRTC is not built well enough to go and connect to a lot of places at once. It's really much better for video conferencing, just like Jitsi. So we've had even trouble leveraging browser-to-browser communication very well. So yes, we need basically a vision that's coherent, a northern star that will keep us going in the right direction, kind of like the four freedoms of the free software. But I think we could use a decentralization of services themselves, not just decentralization of software development, which was really what was pioneered, I think, one of the key ideas of the free software movement.
All right. Maybe this can be considered as a follow-up on that. One of our participants in the room said that, well, developing such complicated stacks on JavaScript in long term is a good engineering decision. Will it have shortcomings from a performance side or anything? What do you think, sir?
JavaScript has been actually quite impressive given how much we've just jimmied on top of it. But WebAssembly is definitely a better way to go in the longer term. I think the Internet Archive is probably the largest user in production of WebAssembly because we run some of our game emulation systems on WebAssembly. It's actually working pretty well. Somebody's asking from the or on the security side. That's not an area of expertise I have. I'm hoping that other people work on the different layers.
All right. Well, since we came to archive, one question just came out of my site, actually. Somebody's asking, the Internet Archive isn't possible to be used without JavaScript. Do you have any plans to do that? Is it possible in the future?
I think the existing archive.org works okay. But I could be wrong on that. What we tried to do is just make it so that the JavaScript was AGPL3 in this last blitz. I would maybe think that the idea of not having JavaScript may not be the right way forward in the world. We need to have downloadable software that we can use, control, fork, and use. The idea of having somebody else paint your screen has real issues to it. So actually, this whole decentralized web idea of actually having really nothing but JavaScript and JavaScript that you can use differently or actually run different JavaScript, but with the same data on the back end. So we're moving files around and we're using JavaScript that we control, that we can go and use to make that that data come alive to us. That's a little bit more like how the old, like Emacs worked and all these sorts of things. The files were kind of dumb and they were out there on the on these computers. And then you had software that you used to go and render that data and do what you want with it. Can we do that with whole services that are basically search services that have databases, interaction, multiple people involved? That's sort of the experiment of the decentralized web.
All right. Well, actually, there are a bunch of other things, but we actually hit our time mark, even though we can just spare some. Probably the IRC channel will be a better place to discuss that complicated questions because some security issues, some decentralization GPG thrown into it. So, well, I just I invite everybody to join the IRC to just get along with that questions. And well, I thank you very much for this. And well,
can you say something?
Of course, just go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to give you a particular thanks for going through all the glitches and being so patient. But also, I'm as a participant of the LibreJS project, I wanted to thank you for helping getting the Internet Archive. Oops, sorry, the Internet Archive JavaScript licenses freed.
Thank you very much. No, the Internet Archive would not exist without the free software movement. I was on the seventh floor of the Artificial Intelligence Lab and delivered working with Richard Stallman way back in the day. This is an incredibly important piece of infrastructure and has revolutionized how people interact with each other in the computer era. You are fighting the good fight. We are definitely part of that fight. And let's make things work better. And let's learn from where it's worked and not worked and make big steps forward. I would like to re-architect the web in the same sense that you guys have all re-architected how we interact with software. I think we can learn from each other and push this whole information system forward. Without it, I think we're going to be locked into other people's hells, and it's not just software hells out there. There are services that are just too centralized. People are looking for an answer. Let's build one and let's get it out there.
Well, thank you very much for your good wishes. Well, as a person coming from those countries that you listed in the beginning of your presentation. I'm really looking into this future that you just described us, really, because, well, web just shaped my life, my childhood, and my ideas. And I want my child to just experience the same thing that same thing that freed my mind. So I really encourage your work and anybody to just join you and join your project to just build a better future. So thank you very much for everything. And well, if you have something to say as a last word, this is the time. And besides that, as FSF and the rest of the world, we thank you very much for your presentation and your efforts. Take care of yourself.